First, we got to talk about Luigi. Denied bail fighting extradition. This is the latest update on what's going on with Luigi.
Now to the latest on the suspect in the CEO murder. Luigi Mangione is fighting extradition back to the city tonight, setting up what could be a weeks-long process. And Governor Hochul says that she will intervene. Here's the latest that we know. We're learning more about the writings in his possession when he was arrested. Mangione shouted at reporters as he walked into a Pennsylvania courtroom today, and he was denied bail. We have team coverage here for you tonight. Lisa Rosner has reaction from those that knew him, including a former roommate. Dick Brennan breaking down the latest on Mangione's writings. But Allie Bauman kicks off from Pennsylvania. She was in court today as the suspect made his first appearance.
Luigi Mangione did not seem shaken inside the courtroom. He sat up straight, at times smiled, and often looked around at the rows of reporters, mouthing to himself as if he was counting the number of people in the room. Now, it could be up to a month before Mangione is extradited back to New York, but Governor Kathy Hochul is vowing to sign a request for a governor's warrant to ensure he is tried.
And completely out of touch, and it's an insult to the intelligence of the American people, and to live experience.
Luigi Mangione writhed and shouted on his way into a Pennsylvania courthouse Tuesday. Inside, his attorney contested his extradition to New York to face second-degree murder charges for the death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Prosecutors are undeterred.
Contesting it, you know, just provides more hoops for law enforcement and prosecutors to jump through, but we're happy to do that.
The 26-year-old had far less to say coming out of court than going in. The judge denied his attorney's bail request, keeping Mangione in police custody in Pennsylvania, while prosecutors have a 30-day deadline to procure a governor's warrant for his extradition.
Now, you know he ain't getting no bail. Here's my question, because somebody said this inside of the chat, and I believe that the chat is my co-host for the show. Here's my question for y'all, all right? Do y'all think that he's acting this out in order to try to build an insanity plea? I seen somebody say it inside of the chat. I think that that is a good comment and a good take. Do you guys believe that Luigi Mangione, or however you pronounce his name, who's ruined his family's last name, I would just completely change my last name if I was his family. Do y'all believe that he is trying to build an insanity plea by acting out and being the person that he is publicly so that he can privately go before a judge and say that, hey, I should not be locked up for the things that I did. The people is on my side, and I also don't fully understand what it is that I was getting into. That's why I went off the grid for the last 6 months. Think about it and then let me know inside of the chat.
I haven't seen any evidence that says that he's the shooter.
But investigators say they are combing through a mountain of evidence. This photo from police body cam shows Mangione eating alone at an Altoona McDonald's Monday just before his arrest. Police say in addition to the fake New Jersey ID consistent with what was used to check into the Manhattan hostel before the shooting, as well as a 3D printed ghost gun and suppressor, along with his passport and a 3-page handwritten document.
The handwritten note at which he expressed what's been described as anger at the insurance industry, where he has been quoted as calling them parasites.
The McDonald's, where Mangione was arrested, has now hired private security, as employees told police they fear for their safety from threats.
Well, the one guy said, that looks like the shooter from New York.
Larry, a regular at that McDonald's, says he and his friends saw Mangione there Monday and later talked to the employee who called police.
She said between his eyes and his eyebrows, she says, when I took his order, it was like she had in her mind, oh my God, this is a guy from New York.
And at one point during the hearing, Mangione's defense attorney was positing that his having several face masks in his backpack was not inherently suspicious because they could have been left over from COVID. And that's when Mangione loudly interrupted to say that he had just bought those face masks. At that point, his attorney shushed his own client in front of the court and said, do not say a word. Mangione took his attorney's advice. From Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania, Allie Bauman.
He a crash dummy. He's a crash dummy. Listen, I don't care what y'all say. I don't care what your conspiracy theory is. Oh, my God, he got set up. It's not really him. It was a clone. We got aliens out here and all of that stuff. At the end of the day, and this is my personal opinion until we get more evidence to say otherwise, He's a crash dummy. He's too smart, and he knows too much. Dude graduated valedictorian. He's well-traveled. He's coddled. He's ultimately a person that has been taken care of by his family and all of that. He's a crash dummy. 100%. He want to be famous. He going to be famous. He also going to be somebody's girlfriend. So I hope y'all keep that same energy for him. He's going to be somebody's girlfriend. Yes, he is. Fleece and them is looking at them. Not the Fleece. Fleece is free over there. And shout out to you, Fleece. I rock with you, big dog. There are people inside of the prison like, ooh, wee. I got dibs on Luigi. I got dibs on Luigi. At the end of the day, he a crash dummy. It's a lot of people that would have killed for the opportunity to have and be in the position that he is, and he is a crash dummy. Y'all gonna look at him as a martyr. Cool. Make sure you put some money on his books when he go into the prison industrial system, because he is never getting out. He is never getting out. We gonna be sitting here trying to figure out what his play is or who it was and why his real manifesto and all of that is. But he ain't never getting out, and he always going to be somebody else's girlfriend now.
CBS News, New York.
And tonight, some new information in that 3-page document police say that Luigi Mangione was carrying. And they say that it points to why he wanted to kill. Dick Brennan here now with that part of the story, Dick.
Well, Christine, police sources are calling that 3-page handwritten note as a claim of responsibility. They believe the suspect's grievances about United Healthcare and other insurance companies are what motivated the murder of Brian Thompson. And now they worry that extremists may follow suit. Police sources say in his note, Mangione rants against corporations for what he says is abusing the U.S. for immense profit. He refers to corporations as mafiosa that have gotten too powerful, and that others had shown a light on corporations' corruption and greed in the past, but wrote, I am the first to face it with such brutal honesty. NYPD officials say they're concerned that Mangione could inspire wider violence.
There are also posters that we've seen online and in New York with various CEOs' pictures on.
More crash dummies. Go ahead. Go ahead, Cleavis. Go ahead. Try it out. I dare you. Listen, for all of y'all crash dummies out here that feel like you want to be a part of a movie that's indoctrinated, I've seen this play out before. Nobody is going to remember you. Nobody is going to have your back. Nobody is coming to your defense. Nobody going to get you out of jail. Go ahead. Keep putting the makeup on. Keep on doing the lookalike contest inside of New York City because you an incel. Play it out and see how that play out for you. Because I'm going to just tell you, listen, 99.99999% of these people that are saying, oh my God, we railing against the system. You know what they doing? They shutting up. They staying home. And you know what they did this morning? They got up and they went to work. All of these people that be hyping y'all up so that you could be the crash dummy, guess what they going to do? They going to go home to their family tonight. And they going to lay up under that girl. They going to get some box. They going to get up. They going to brush their teeth. And they going to go to work in the morning. And then they going to go and they going to get that health care coverage. Yeah, I promise you. I promise you. Look, here in the United States of America, we talk tough. We not built like that. We not like them over there in Syria and Iran. We not like them over in the Middle East. We don't overthrow we don't do none of that. We pay our taxes. We complain about the system. We act like we care about Black Lives Matters, and we keep doing what we was doing the day before. You not tough. You an internet thug at the end of the day. Everybody thinking that they tough and been everybody hyping everybody up thinking that they gonna find them a new hero. Go ahead. I dare you. Boy, you was just in your bedroom playing video games last night. You was just playing Fortnite. You a Call of Duty thug. You not a real thug in real life. You Call of Duty. I seen you. You a respawn camping, respawning, sitting in the corner waiting for somebody to walk past so you can shoot them on your video game. That's what you are. You are not really outside like that. You're not going to do nothing. Stop it. I'm tired of everybody hyping everybody up to go and be crash dummies just so you can sit here and talk about them and then move on and keep talking about these hoes that you want to bust down inside of the Facebook group that you're a part of. Stop it. Stop it, bro. Everybody that I know that was really about that life, they never wanted to be about that life. Don't nobody like guns that I know. They like it for recreation. They like it for hunting. They like it for target practice. They don't want to have to use it. Ain't nobody, but everybody I know that come from the hood never wanted to be in the hood. But it's always the people that come from privilege that's slumming it out that think that they want to be really about that life. Don't nobody want to be about that. That ain't nothing to celebrate. That ain't cool. Go ahead, Cleavis. Clarence's parents had a real good marriage. This dude came from privilege. Went to private school. If he was going to start about greedy corporations, then maybe he should have started with his own family members. Don't go after nobody that you don't know. His family was rich, rich. How you going to complain about a system that you benefited from and you operated in privilege? How you going to complain about a system that you benefited from? This y'all hero? How come he ain't start with his own parents? Because Clarence's parents had a real good marriage. They are part of the political system. They own horses and ranches and all kind of stuff. I did the research. I started looking into it. I said, wait a minute. So he railing against the system, but he got a pass. He been traveling. He went to Hawaii to go and recoup. This y'all hero? This y'all hero? He hanging out. Did you see the picture with him and his friends? How come he didn't go and hold his own parents accountable before he went and killed somebody else? I'm just asking. So his back started to hurt, and then all of a sudden he created a manifesto, and y'all rocking rah-rah behind him, huh? That's what we doing today? Okay, I see you. We gonna get there. Listen, I'm different. I say what I really think, not what everybody else is. I told y'all, even in the beginning of this stream, I don't care what anybody else says. I say what I really think. When me and my friends was looking at it, and he was like, man, look at this cornball. That's what we looked at it as, man. This dude had the opportunity of a lifetime. He could have really did some good in this world. He could have really went into the system and changed some things. He could have used his privilege to really make something up. But nah, he got to be a crash dummy. Nobody respects crash dummies. Nobody. Guess where you die? Alone. By yourself. With no accolades. And then you bust hell wide open right after that.
Them. These are perceived threats, and it is important for everybody to know that we will take these threats very seriously.
Now that Luigi Mangione is in custody, investigators here will move to lock down the case against him.
They're going to really piece that together to start to tell the story of everything that happened prior to the attack itself, and the moments afterwards.
And that will include attempts to track every move Mangione made. Police say it appears he went to Pittsburgh and then Altoona after leaving New York, and he was concealing his movements using a signal-blocking bag.
You can put your phone in there so we can't track your phone. It doesn't transmit a signal. It blocks the signal. In essence, it's like if you wrapped your phone in aluminum foil and put it in a bag.
There's also the question of Mangione's outburst at the courthouse. Was he trying to make a statement figuratively and literally?
An insult, intelligence, and the American people.
And he gets out of the car, and then he immediately has this outburst. So was that brought about by the fact that the cameras are on, the media was there, and it immediately put him into the role of wanting a lot of attention?
Police say Mangione spent days in New York before the shooting, and now they can further search for witnesses he may have had contact with.
As they were trying to apprehend him, they didn't have the ability to go out and cast a wide net on who else interacted with him. Now they can. They have the luxury of time to slow down and find all of those additional individuals.
Bro, his back on really Mangione when he get into prison. That health care coverage ain't the same. Nope, you can't get a private doctor. And you got to sleep on that hard, that metal mattress. Yep. You got to sleep on the metal mattress. So a lot of y'all looking at, oh, no, it's deeper than that. No, he just a crash dummy. Spoiled rich kid crash dummy. I don't have the same respect for these people as y'all do. So I guess we all different.